Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, staying put. California's Governor Gavin Newsom declaring victory in the recall election.
We are enjoying an overwhelmingly no vote tonight.
So what happens next? We're live with the very latest. Then alarming toll, the new report claiming Instagram can have a negative impact on young girls, and top tech officials know it.
It's obviously extremely difficult when you open up your phone and you see this feed of endless amounts of perfect photos.
Just ahead, how the social media site is responding. Plus, remembering Norm MacDonald, comic icons this morning honoring the SNL legend.
Live from New York, Saturday night.
Who died at age 61 after a private battle with cancer.
Yeah, I found this backstage, an oversized hat. It's funny.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. It's funny. It's funny because it's bigger than a, you know, normal hat.
A look back at the moments that had us all laughing. And Broadway is back. We're Wicked.
We are here at the Lion King.
The house is open! Welcome, Hamilton!
From the surprises that swept us off our feet to the magical moments we can't stop talking about. We'll give you a front row seat to the big return we've all been waiting for today, Wednesday, September 15th, 2021.
Texas.
On our 10th anniversary trip.
Celebrating our 40th birthdays.
From Tampa, Florida.
We're the Dooley Triplets from Hudson, Ohio.
And we're turning 11.
Dooley's rule.
Sending a shout out to
Mom and Aunt Colleen.
We love you.
First time in New York.
Because Tim's turning 55.
We're the English family from Arlington, Virginia, and we want to wish my mom, Sally, a very happy birthday on today.
Oh, good morning. Welcome back to Today, Wednesday morning, middle of the week. Glad to have you along with us. We had a big night last night.
I was going to say, I'm a little bleary-eyed this morning.
Cannot wait to share it, though.
Broadway's back.
Yep. It is in a big way. Let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has survived a recall election that could have seen him replaced with a conservative talk radio host. NBC's Jacob Soboroff joins us from the state capitol in Sacramento with the latest. Jacob, good morning.
Hi, Savannah. Back to work today at the state capitol here in California for Governor Gavin Newsom after what was really an early night, relatively speaking, when it comes to elections. NBC News projected a decisive victory here in that recall election. The governor called it humbling and not only a validation of his leadership, but of Democratic priorities. Here's some of what he had to say.
We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to ending this pandemic. We said yes to people's right to vote without fear of fake fraud or voter suppression.
Critics pointed out the excessive amount of money spent on this election, $276 million, according to the Secretary of State of California. That's not even the final tally. And there will be another gubernatorial election in 2022, just next year here in California. They're already talking about reforming the process out here in the Golden State. Guys.
All right, Jacob, thank you very much.
About 6 million people from Texas to Alabama are under flood watches this morning as Tropical Depression Nicholas moves up that Gulf Coast. The storm's high winds have eased, but not before bringing down some trees and power lines, leaving thousands without electricity. Now, the biggest problem, heavy rain. As much as a foot is expected in some parts of the South. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for Louisiana, a state that keeps getting hit by new storms before it can fully recover from the earlier ones.
Critics of Instagram, Facebook's photo sharing app, have warned that it can have a toxic impact on teenage girls. This morning, a new report says Facebook has known about the dangers for years while sending the public an entirely different message. NBC's Erin McLaughlin has that story.
Instagram can be damaging for many teenagers' mental health, most notably teenage girls. These are the internal findings from Instagram's own parent company, leaked exclusively to the Wall Street Journal, not seen by NBC News. The journal citing 3 years of the tech giant's internal studies, including one leaked PowerPoint slide from March 2020 that reads, 32% of teen girls said that when they felt bad about their bodies, Instagram made them feel worse. Another from 2019 reads, teens blame Instagram for increases in the rate of anxiety and depression. The Wall Street Journal's Jeff Horitz writing 6% of American teen users who reported suicidal thoughts traced the desire to kill themselves to Instagram.
This could potentially have life-altering consequences.
The shocking findings are not surprising to 18-year-old Anastasia Vlasova. She says she developed an eating disorder when she was 13, around the same time she joined Instagram.
It's obviously extremely difficult when you open up your phone and you see this feed of endless amounts of perfect photos.
The latest reporting also showing Facebook publicly downplayed the ill effects of Instagram on multiple occasions.
The research that we've seen is that using social apps to connect with other people can have positive mental health benefits.
Instagram hitting back at the journal's reporting, saying it focuses on a limited set of findings and casts them in a negative light, noting that its research into the effects of social media on people's well-being is mixed, and that social media isn't inherently good or bad for people, while promising steps to address the problems. Erin McLaughlin, NBC News, Los Angeles.
A story we want to continue following, and there's also big news this morning in the ongoing battle over equal pay for the men's and women's national soccer teams. The U.S. Soccer Federation said yesterday it has offered identical contract proposals to the players' associations for both the men's and women's teams. The governing body said it would refuse to agree to a deal in which World Cup prize money is not equalized. No word this morning on whether the two unions will accept that offer of a single pay structure.
All right, guys, we got the news covered.
Yes.
I got a boost for you. So it's almost every kid's dream. You know, the one you hit the game-winning shot, the crowd goes crazy, the band fires up a fight song. Well, the kid you're about to see didn't have to wait till high school or college. He got to live that dream in his own driveway. Take a look. Oh my gosh. Timing, man. How about that? There's a marching band just happened to be driving by. A little encouragement, a little blowing at the tubas. Anyway, magic moment for that kid. Hero of the neighborhood.
I like the marching band. They know what to do. They see a good move on a field and they're like, let's do it.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Cube. Coming up next, On With The Show. Today hits the Great White Way for a behind-the-scenes look at a night of happy tears and fun surprises for Broadway's big reopening.
First, though, the tributes rolling in this morning from fans and fellow stars honoring the life and career of SNL legend Norm Macdonald. We'll have that right after.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All
We are back with another comedy legend gone too soon.
Yeah, it was just so sad to hear about Norm Macdonald yesterday, the SNL alum, comedian, and writer, passing away 9 years after he was diagnosed with cancer, a diagnosis that he chose not to reveal to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to keep it private. NBC News Now anchor Joe Fryer joins us with more on his life. Hey, Joe.
Hey there. Good morning. So he was born in Quebec City, Canada, but it was here in the U.S. that Norm Macdonald gained fame. The comedy genius was also deeply private. His producing partner and friend, Laurie Jo Hoekstra, is saying he never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him.
Norm Macdonald made people laugh on stage and on screen.
Live from New York, Saturday night.
Tuesday, the comedy legend passed away at the age of 61 after privately battling cancer for 9 years. Macdonald joined Saturday Night Live in 1993, known for his impersonations of an array of famous faces, including Senator Bob Dole and actor Burt Reynolds on those famed Celebrity Jeopardy segments.
Yeah, I found this backstage, an oversized hat. It's funny.
No, it's not.
Shared it. It's funny. It's funny because it's bigger than a, you know, a normal hat.
His Weekend Update segments mocking O.J. Simpson made headlines.
Well, it is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California.
Macdonald left SNL in 1998. He claimed shortly after that an executive was a friend of Simpson's and objected to his jokes, which NBC denied. On Tuesday, SNL tweeted, "There are so many things that we'll miss about Norm, from his unflinching integrity to his generosity to his consistent ability to surprise. But most of all, he was just plain funny." After SNL, he continued to make audiences laugh.
I bet the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
This morning, believe it or not, after all these years, making his Today Show debut.
It's almost unbelievable.
I know.
I've never been on the Today Show, unless you count me when I used to stand out there.
And wave.
While Macdonald kept his cancer battle hidden, he talked frankly about the disease in earlier years.
Sure. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure if the cancer dies, I mean, if you die, the cancer also dies at exactly the same time. So that, to me, is not a loss, that's a draw. That's a, you know what I mean?
Tributes are pouring in. Molly Shannon remembers his writing was like poetry. Steve Martin calling him one of a kind. And Adam Sandler writing an incredible dad, a great friend, a legend. And Seth Meyers honoring a role model last night.
He was the gold standard. Rest in peace, Norm.
In his 2016 memoir titled Based on a True Story, not a memoir, Macdonald wrote about his legacy, saying, "If I am remembered, it will always be for the 4 years I spent at Saturday Night Live," adding, "As long as SNL exists, then so do I."
Wow.
Seth's piece last night is worth people going back to watch about Norm because they have the SNL connection. Also, Seth took the chair from Norm for Weekend Update
after, if you remember that.
So Seth's perspective and friendship with Norm, he did an incredible 5 minutes on him last night.
And he was on your show on Last Call. He was like the best talk show host guest ever.
If you want to, I was watching YouTube last night. There's the famous moth story he told on Conan back in the day. Great Euchre stories back in the Letterman days. Yeah. I mean, he was never not funny, ever.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Roker, how about a check of the weather?
All right, let's show you what we got going on. And boy, oh boy, the planet is on fire. In fact, August 2021, 9 of the 10 hottest Augusts have occurred since 2009. And 2021, sixth warmest year so far on record. So we continue the heat. We also continue to see some strong storms that are going to be firing up along a front today. 12 million people at risk for severe weather, damaging winds, hail, can't rule out an isolated tornado, and heavier showers and thunderstorms up in interior sections of New York and New England with 1 to 3 inches of rain. And that's your latest weather, guys.
All right, Al, thank you. Now to the reason we've never been so happy to be a little tired this morning. We were up late.
Tired. Lights on Broadway, they've been dark for 18 months because of the pandemic. But last night, we all had the honor of helping reopen the doors on the Great White Way.
Three of the most beloved shows of all time. We're talking about Hamilton, Wicked, and The Lion King. They all joined forces to open together on the very same night. And we were lucky enough to be front and center for the action. We laughed, we cried, and some of us even sang.
Ooh.
We're Wicked.
We are here at The Lion King.
The house is open! Welcome, Hamilton!
Broadway is
Broadway's back!
You're excited.
I am so excited. Pumped. Because you know why?
Why?
Because Broadway's back!
Yes, baby! Woo-hoo!
It has been 552 days since The Great White Way has been all lit up. And audiences, they were amped.
Oh, my God!
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
You're so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Over at Wicked, ticket holders were ready to defy gravity. And at Hamilton, the cast surprised the standby ticket lottery line with a special performance with the show's creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Have you seen the show before?
No, I'm going to see it today. Oh,
some had been waiting years to win tickets.
This is big. This is
really
big.
Huge.
Welcome back to Broadway.
Welcome back to Broadway.
Although on this night, it felt like everyone had won the lottery.
Hello? Glinda? Elphaba?
Before we opened the doors, we all had a chance to speak to the stars of the shows. Jenna Claire Mason and Lindsay Pierce play Glinda and Elphaba, the witches of Wicked.
You guys have waited 18 months.
I'm not going to cry right now.
For this moment,
sorry.
For the moment that's happening right now. Is it sinking in?
I think we're both feeling a lot of gratitude. So you're going to make me cry.
I know.
I'm like, that's not good for the voice.
It's not good for the voice.
Just don't do it.
Tea with lemon. Tea with lemon.
I feel like running through the streets today, being like, Broadway's back! Did you know?
So many shows are reopening today, and you can feel it outside. Yeah. The pulse, yes. I can feel it.
It's my people!
And Craig and Al were also feeling the pulse on top of the Hamilton marquee, speaking to Hamilton himself and Eliza, played by Miguel Cervantes and Crystal Joy Brown.
Do you feel the, in a sense, responsibility almost, to bring some sense of normalcy to our lives?
Tonight's not about Hamilton. It's about the city, it's about the country, it's about renewing our life and getting back to the new and moving forward.
Crystal, what are you most excited about?
So I'm excited to be with my cast and crew, and I'm also excited to look out into an audience full of people who are there to be inspired.
And The Lion King has been inspiring for decades. Jenna and Carson spoke with two of its stars, Adrian Walker and Brandon McCall, right before curtain.
You feel like Hakuna Matata has a whole new meaning in your life?
Yeah. I think being away from the stage for so long, I learned a lot about myself, and so I do have less worries.
Hakuna Matata, that was my motto for the whole pandemic. Like, no worries, we'll get through this. Everyone being here tonight, everyone stepping foot in that theater, it's just a sign of perseverance. We all made it through together.
Even former stars of the shows came to show support, like the effervescent Kristen Chenoweth, who originated the role of Glinda.
This is my daughter, Vale. This is Miss Chenoweth.
Nice to meet you.
Here we are. It's Broadway. It's opening night. Curtain's about to go up.
I'm actually nervous. It's like I'm back there. The audience, we are so happy to have them, but if they could only feel what's going on with the people on stage, if they could only feel our hearts are beating so fast, this is the way to help our hearts. Arts has the power to change lives.
You're part of healing tonight.
You are.
I'm so happy.
And then it was the magic moment to reopen the doors to Broadway.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Wicked.
The theater is open. Welcome to Hamilton.
3, 2, 1.
The audience is jumping out of their seats before the show's even started.
Welcome back to the theater.
As surprise guests greeted them.
There's no place like home.
And the first notes played. Each show seemed to sing the same refrain. Broadway is back.
That's great.
Yeah. First of all, we have to thank us producers, and there was the editors. We were all there last night. They must have stayed up all night to put that piece together. Yeah. So Great job. Thank you.
I've never been in a Broadway theater that felt like it felt last night.
Yeah, like March Madness.
It felt like being in a big basketball game, like a college game.
And so emotional. Like,
yes.
When you think about the songs, and I've lost my voice because that's how much I love Broadway, but when you think about the songs in The Lion King, The Circle of Life, I was sitting next to somebody who flew in from Fort Worth, a couple who came from Houston, and they turned around and they were like, we know because we watch you, are you crying? And when Poppy was going to bed last night, she said, Dada, The Lion King was very emotional.
Oh.
And it was, because it's the resilience of the city and the country, and to see theater again.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Can I just shout out Little Veil? Because that moment when Kristen leaned down and sang to your daughter, I felt like I was watching a little kid's life change.
Oh,
that was a moment.
Well, Veil actually, of course, wants to be a singer and actress. Yeah. Kristen was so sweet. So look at her. She can't even believe that she met the real Glinda. There she is. And Kristen said, look, you're almost as tall as her.
So you can do it.
Del and Sibby were.
Kristen, you changed this little girl for good, as they say in Wicked.
Indeed.
Yeah, Del and Sibby were there.
Did they make
Hamilton.
It through all? Did they enjoyed the whole entire thing?
Not only did they sit and enjoy
Del's known the music forever, though.
Del sung from the start.
He had to know the music.
At one point, I tried to say something to him. I was like, nudging him. He's like, that's I'm watching. So it was
inside the theater bill that they passed out, The Lion King, they had a little welcome back note for everybody. And I just thought I should read this quickly. Theater is tenacious. It has survived volcanoes, dictators, wars, and plagues. It survives because people need to gather to hear and tell stories, to be seen, and to belong. I think you felt a lot of that last night, symbolically, nationally, not just here in New York.
Wait, and we have a new slogan. Shall we say it? Three, two, one. Hakuna.
Nutella.
No. Carson has never seen The Lion King.
What?
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, okay. Circle of Life.
Yes. That was awesome,
great
guys.
Night.
Thanks.
Awesome night.
Nutella. I like that. For more on the comeback, be sure to catch Return to Broadway. It's a half-hour special featuring some of the industry's biggest stars. You can find it at 11:30, 3:30, 7:30 on our streaming channel Today All Day.
Oh, love it. Still ahead, Jill's going to help us improve our skills in the kitchen. What?
Hey, everybody, we're back. It is 8:30. It's a Wednesday morning. It's the 15th day of September. Shining a light on the beautiful, bright, shiny faces are here. I see the Vikings are in the house.
Washington State.
Got a whole bunch of nice folks here.
Oh, gosh. We are blessed by everybody here this morning. Thank you so much.
Can we say hi to this lady right here,
the one
you met? Come.
We just met the most lovely lady from Carrollton, Michigan. Hi. What brings you here today?
Visiting.
You. What happened to be in New York?
Yeah.
You were so sweet. We got the best hug in the world from this lovely lady.
Thank you for
Tell
coming.
Tell us your name again.
Helen.
Hi, guys.
Ellen,
thank
Randy.
You. It's
thank
great to see
you. For coming.
So sweet.
Gosh, so many good stories out here in our plaza. Yeah. Just ahead, we are going to kick off an important and inspiring campaign. We're celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're going to start with the owners of small businesses who've pulled off the near impossible during this pandemic, finding opportunity and success.
Looking forward to that. And then from cookbooks to knife sets, and I just checked out the pan right there that is all the rage, the best nonstick pan. It's a new brand for Steals and Deals. There's Jill. We're going to have those essential cooking items and some other good stuff for you coming up.
Get your phone ready for the QR code. And then we've got Blake, we've got Kelly, we've got John, we've got Ariana with Carson egging them on. That can only mean one thing. It's time to talk about a new season of The Voice.
Let's go.
We're excited. And wait until you hear what the other coaches are revealing about their newest member, Ariana Grande. And then coming up in the third hour, we talked to our co-stars yesterday. Well, this morning, it's Amanda Stenberg's turn in the spotlight when she pays us a visit to chat about her experience making the Dear Evan Hansen movie.
In the meantime, we do have something special for you tomorrow. Legendary filmmaker Ken Burns will be back with us. He's got something new, a documentary called Muhammad Ali, a wide-ranging look at the legendary icon's life in and out of the ring. He'll tell us all about it. And Muhammad Ali's daughter, Rashida, is going to be here, too. She will talk about her dad's ongoing impact on the world.
Meantime, we are thrilled to announce our next concert. Mickey Guyton will be here next Friday, September 24th. If you've not heard her music, download it immediately. She's incredible. So if you'd like to join our fully vaccinated crowd, head to today.com and get your fan pass.
A lot of business there. Yep. Let's get the weather.
All right, let's look ahead to the weekend, starting off with Friday. It's going to be a nice day as we take a look outside. You can see a nice day in the northeast. Tropical downpours continue through the Gulf, thanks to the remnants of our friend Nicholas. Then on Saturday, more rain down there, much needed rain in the Pacific Northwest. Gorgeous from the plains all the way down to Texas. And then Sunday, golden sunshine from the plains, the Great Lakes, into the northeast, all the way down into the southwest, a wet northwest and northern California, and by gosh, they need it, and more Gulf storms firing up as well. And that's your latest weather.
All right, Al, thank you. Just ahead, a woman who used her grandpa's recipe to kickstart a booming business. Just one of the inspiring stories Morgan Radford has discovered as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We are back with the start of our special series, Come With Us, in honor of National Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, and we're going to start this morning with a look at how the pandemic has impacted businesses in the Hispanic community. It's been a really tough time for many, but there are growing signs that things could be turning around, and NBC's Morgan Radford joins us with more. Always good to see you.
Great to see you, and happy Hispanic Heritage Month. It's crazy to think that the Latino business boom was really the business story of 2019. But then, just a year later, when COVID hit, those numbers were almost the reverse. Hispanic Americans, four times as likely to be hospitalized as their white counterparts, and nearly a third of Latino small businesses taking a hit. But now, many of the community are really feeling a new sense of hope once again.
After a crushing pandemic that cost the Latino community 32% of its businesses, there's new evidence that now Latino-run companies are not just surviving, but thriving. And Sandra Velasquez's pandemic-born brand Nopalera is one of them.
I just felt like I didn't have a choice but to figure something out, you know, to like do something and like do it big.
So Sandra created a line of soaps and botanicals based on the nopal, the Spanish word for a type of Mexican cactus.
So is there actual cactus in this?
Yes, all of these have actual cactus.
Using a symbol of her culture as a selling point.
What is distinct about your company?
I overtly put our culture like into the brand. Like, it's loud and proud on the packaging. It's the name is in Spanish. There's a brown woman on the front with, like, you know, nopales coming out of her head. So I really did that on purpose so that when you saw the brand, you're like, oh, it looks like my mom. And like, I love that. People really see themselves reflected on shelves.
And why is that? Why was it so important for you to make sure that Latino identity was really central to your product?
Well, to be honest with you, I feel like in this country, it's so Eurocentric. You know, when you see all these products with French names and Italian names and they're expensive, people just like accept that. And I really wanted to fight this kind of stereotype that Latino products should be cheaper or should be in the bargain bin. I just feel like we have such a beautiful, rich culture and we are totally worthy of the same price tags and our community wants to purchase them.
And she built all of this.
So now we're up to about 200 independent boutiques nationwide.
This product is in 200 stores across the country.
Yes.
Starting from her home kitchen in Brooklyn.
So I just want to make sure I'm understanding this. In the middle of the pandemic, when the country's facing record unemployment, you are working not one, but two full-time jobs and being a single mother and starting your own company.
Yes, and I think it's because I just felt like I had no choice but to create something for myself.
Her story was once a common one. In the 10 years before the pandemic, Hispanic entrepreneurs grew by 34%, faster than any other demographic. Then the COVID crash came, and Hispanic families made up nearly a quarter of initial job losses.
Here, let me help you.
A loss that hit home for Kayla Castaneda. After losing her job as a consultant at the start of the pandemic, she turned to her roots.
We joke around and we say, when life gives you lemons, make aguas frescas.
And co-founded Agua Bonita, a twist on traditional flavored water known as aguas frescas, and the work of her grandparents picking fruit in the California sun.
This was a really important part of starting this business, was wanting to put our culture at the front and center in a modern way, in the same way that we are modern Hispanics, modern Latinas, you know, because that takes on a lot of different shapes for a lot of people. Sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes it's just your grandpa's agua fresca recipe.
A recipe for success, both she and Velasquez hope will continue for their entire community.
Is that in any way symbolic, given that you started this company in the middle of a global pandemic?
100%. Like, our byline is, like, resiliencia es belleza, like, resilience is beauty. And I just feel like that is just, we've always been here, and we're always going to be here, and we're always going to continue to grow, no matter where you try to put us or throw us.
And be resilient in the process.
Yes.
Resilience, no matter the odds.
Resiliencia es belleza. There are some really striking numbers to also back up these stories. For example, the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce did a survey and found that 87% of Hispanic small business owners say they're really optimistic about the future. And speaking of optimism, Sandra's company, Nopalera, just announced that her products will in fact be sold in select Nordstrom stores starting today.
Let's go. Yeah.
Wait, what did you say at the top of your tag? I missed it.
Resiliencia es belleza.
Resilience
is
beauty.
Yeah.
Look,
Savannah knew.
Thank you.
That's great.
That was good.
And by the way, again, this is just the beginning of our Hispanic Heritage Month celebration. You're going to find it across the platforms of NBC, the special Come With Us bilingual campaign spearheaded by our sister network, Telemundo. And we're looking forward to highlighting and honoring the heritage, influence, and cultural contributions of the Hispanic community all around the United States.
All right, well done. Good start. Coming up next, Jill Martin's cooking up a new Steals and Deals on the essentials you want to add to your kitchen. But first, this is Today on NBC.
We're back with Steals and Deals this morning. Jill Martin, our lifestyle and commerce contributor, is making mealtime a piece of cake. She's got some great bargains and must-haves that you need in your kitchen.
And for instant access to these deals, all you got to do is use your smartphone camera. You scan the QR code on your screen, or you can go to today.com. Hi, Jill. What you got?
Hi, Jill.
Good morning. The good news is I am not cooking, but I am helping you
good.
To
okay.
cook. And to simplify, we're going to make over the kitchen. So we're starting with... Hello. I know. We're all just so happy to be here. We're starting with the Penguin Random House cookbook sets. The retail $56.99 to $70. Now you see all the authors we love here. It comes in either two books or three books. And everything here, you're going to have the props. Well, I should, they're not really props. No. They're actually the equipment to make all of these things.
Do you get to choose do you pick Ina or Jada?
Yes,
or,
you pick the set and then you see. So you could go on to today.com to see all the options. We have a lot of our favorites here. The retail, $56.99 to $70. The deal, 21. That's up to 70%.
Wow. Two books for 21?
Two or three books.
Wow. This is good. Everybody needs a good knife
good
set.
Good knife set.
Yeah.
So it's time to cleanse that drawer and maybe pick a fun color that maybe like would spice up the kitchen for a mini makeover. The Jinsu Kiso original slicer and six-piece knife set. The retail, $52.98. So another must-have, you get six knives and one slicer. They're dishwasher safe, so I like that because
fuss,
you don't have to hand wash. Comes in black, red, or purple. The retail, $52.98. The deal, $21. Up to 60% off. If someone's moving in somewhere and you want to send a gift, that's a beautiful gift.
I remember those old ads they used to have for the Ginsu knife. It was like in chops and dices, but this is the upgraded version.
Okay, now this is the pot. Look, I matched my dress to this pot.
Yes, and then we didn't even, but this is a whole situation. You cannot get these online. They always sell out.
Okay, what is the story?
Okay, this is the Our Place Always pan. Because as Zach says, where is he? You can always use it. The retail is $145. Okay, now this sells out, I told you, all the time. It's new to Steals and Deals. This pan is a one-stop shop. It replaces eight traditional pieces of cookware.
Wow.
So listen to what it can do.
Okay,
braise, sear, steam, strain, saute, fry, and even boil. So you could get other pieces to nest in here. Zach says he uses the bamboo also, but you can make vegetables.
A little strainer.
And it's extra nonstick, everybody says.
Like, what does that mean?
It's just meaning like you could cook anything and it's barely have
extra.
To clean it.
Extra.
Extra. So the retail is $145. The deal is $73. You could barely even get it. So
does it come with the strainer thing?
Yeah, it comes with that. And it comes with this
how cute. And it just fits right on.
Yep, and it fits right on there.
And like, so you can
50% off.
So you could steam veggies in here.
Fish,
the
chicken, always.
It.
It's the always
pasta.
Pan for a reason. Yeah,
it's deep, too.
Yeah.
Maybe in a soup for one or two.
Mm-hmm. This we made everything
in. Is this an air fryer?
Yeah.
Everyone loves the air fryer.
My sister-in-law will put anything in the air fryer. The Think Kitchen Swift air fryer, the retail, $250. If you love fried food, which we do, this is a healthier alternative. It will become your new best friend. Seven presets for different foods, so you never have to guess what temperature to cook at. The tilapia you could put in here.
Exactly.
Comes with a 5 1/8 quart basket and has auto shut off. So, and it's a piece of cake to clean up. You just like slide out the drawer and
okay.
It
cleans. Okay.
The retail $250, the deal $95, 62% off.
62%.
Okay, this. Wow. Pizza ovens became a huge trend,
yes,
obviously.
They're big.
But how much fun is this to be able to make at home? And it doesn't take up too much space. So the Caloric Hot Stone Pizza Oven, retail $179.99. You can make brick oven pizza right at home with the Hot Stone Pizza Oven. Dual upper and lower heating elements, along with a built-in baking stone that helps get that crispy crust. Mm. You can use fresh dough or even heat up, as I would, a frozen pizza. Comes with the pizza cutter and the pizza peels. Retail $179.99, the deal $89, 51% off. And that is a great party house.
And this,
that karaoke.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And this comes with all these
Yeah, it comes with everything,
deals.
So okay. To have a pizza night.
Okay.
So that's... Yeah. Our kitchen makeover.
I love it. Some really good things. The products, let's go through them one more time. We've got the Penguin Random House cookbook sets, either two or three. The Ginsu slicer and knife
yes.
set.
Wow.
The Our Place Always Pan. Act fast, right, Jillian?
Yeah,
that always sells out. The air fryer from Think Kitchen and the Caloric Hot Stone Pizza Oven that can go right indoors. You don't need an outdoor grill. If you want to shop these deals, scan the QR code or head to today.com/deals. Thank you, Jill.
Thanks, Jill.
Thanks,
all right, coming up, Carson shares a fun conversation with his friends on The Voice to get you ready for the big season premiere. But first, this is Today on NBC. Look how they called it Caloric.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're back. We got some big news at The Voice this season. The show is hitting a major milestone. Kicks off on Monday. Got a brand new coach.
But not a brand new host. Carson Daly still doing it.
That's right. Monday's premiere, guys, is going to mark season, count them, 21. Jeez. A remarkable 10 years of The Voice. Coaches Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend return. And also joining us now, pop star Ariana Grande for a new round of fierce competition. Ari, you are so successful, so busy, now so married. How did you find time for us?
What? Oh, my God.
So married.
You are so many things.
I was just so honored to be invited to be a part. I love the show. I love everybody here. And I love the contestants. And it's just been such an amazing opportunity. So I'm so grateful to be a part of it.
We've done some shooting, and I've noticed how emotional you've got.
Yes.
Did you think this job was going to get you that emotional, that you'd be this connected to your artists?
I mean... I'm very well aware of how I can get. I'm very quick to, you know, form certain relationships with people and care very quickly. So yeah. I was expecting it to be somewhat difficult, but not as difficult as it actually has been. It's pretty tough, but everyone's amazing. And it's been beautiful to meet so many amazing artists.
Now, true or false, you had never met Blake Shelton before this show?
I had met Blake.
Are we hugging?
I'm still recovering.
What was your opinion of Blake before working with him on The Voice, and what is it now?
I thought he was lovely, and I still think he's just as lovely.
You guys sit next to each other.
Yes.
And as we're doing the show, I'll see you every now and again sort of cheersing each other.
Oh, that's when they're making fun of me.
Our bond has been that we both make fun of Kelly.
Kelly, you are in your eighth season. You are, and John, you've done six. What do you think Ariana brings as a coach to The Voice?
Well, the obvious is her voice, and then also like experience. She's been doing it forever since she was a kid. Like that's an amazing amount of experience to be able to bestow upon your artist that you're working with.
I love you so much.
No, but she's so kind. I'm gonna be real with y'all. She's funny on camera, but like 100 times funnier behind
True.
The scenes.
She's it's very like, funny.
None of my jokes can make it to air. It's worth
it
to make them laugh.
Our working overtime.
It's your untouched.
Our budget doubled because of the bleep we had to buy.
I'll pay for it. It'll come out of Blake's pocket.
It'll come out of Blake's
pocket. John, talk about Ariana and what sort of addition she's been to the show.
Let's talk about her like she's not here. I'm a huge fan of Ariana. My whole family are huge fans. I'm a super fan. So... having her here on the show knowing what kind of audience she brings to the show, knowing how much people love her out in the world, it's going to be so great for The Voice.
We're entering rarefied TV air. Episode 500 is going to happen during season 21. That puts us with the greats like Law and Order.
What?
And you've been here all 500 episodes. When you look back at the show, how do you think we've gotten better through the years?
Well, first of all, when you look at pictures of me and you, we haven't gotten better.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
Remember,
Father yes. Time yeah. is so undefeated.
There's been some real changes, but at the end of the day, I think people still keep coming back because it's artists working with artists, and there's, you know, we're not judging people. We're just trying to help them be the best they can be.
The best part is when we shot that, which you'll see next week, we had our audience back, you know, so we're kind of coming out of that pandemic shooting. But I'll tell you about Ariana. She was such a huge fan of the show before she became a coach. Mm-hmm. That really helped because she knows the show really well. She knows that Blake and Kelly, how they work, and our talent's great this year. So we're super psyched to
have
Ariana.
I love looking at you and Blake's baby picture 10 years ago.
Wow. It's like when you see the president 2 years later, things have changed.
Job ages.
It's 10 years.
Still quite handsome.
Well, what a blessing to do. The show's just been such a great thing for all of us. And there's so much great talent. We're excited for you to see the new season.
Yeah, it's back. It's back. We're all going to be watching when The Voice premieres next Monday, Tuesday night, only on NBC. Congratulations.
Something for the whole family to get together and watch.
It is.
Not a lot of that these days.
Yeah. All right, and coming up on the third hour, Steph Poole is going to save you some money. When should you book that holiday trip? And how you should protect your purchase.
And a little later on, Hoda and Jenna, we got Emmy and Tony winner Nathan Lane.
Royalty.
Wow. Yes. Broadway. Now we got a Broadway star. So we'll have that and a lot more.
Next up, the third hour of today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.